Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Broadcasting live from beautiful Mountain Lake, Maryland, from the Deep Creek, Maryland part of the world. Deep Creek Lake, they call it, in Garrett County. This whole western part of the great state of Maryland is Garrett County, and just got so many new friends here, and old friends as well, and excited about having Commissioner Ernie Gregg on the show with us. He's across the table from me. Commissioner Gregg, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Thanks for being part of our day.
Well, my pleasure.
Now, in addition to being a commissioner, which makes you a politician, you also are a pharmacist.
Yes.
You have one of the pharmacies here in this area, two locations, I think, right?
Yes, right.
So you were a pharmacist first, then you decided to get into politics, right?
Yes.
So here's my question. I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
Well, I was raised and taught to give back to the community, to leave it a better place than you found it. And that sounds kind of corny, but that is my philosophy.
It's a very noble attitude. I congratulate you on that. So how long have you been in politics?
19 years as
wow.
a commissioner.
Almost as long as you have been a pharmacist.
Yes.
Because you've been doing that now for what? Pharmacist for what?
42 years.
All right. So you've been a commissioner. You've been in politics for 19 years. How has politics changed over the last 19 years?
Well, I think there's more government scrutiny. I think there have been some people in the political life that have given the whole scene a bad name, and I think we have to be cognizant of that. But it really is a joy to be in a position where you can help people, where you can do things, and things have changed in Garrett County, where we are much better financially, and we're able to do things for our constituents.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a commissioner, do you have any particular role? Sometimes there are road commissioners and different places the commissioners fill different jobs. What about you?
I'm the chairman of the Garrett County Commissioners, so my additional responsibilities are mostly administrative, but
right.
we oversee several departments in the county, roads department, health department,
mm-hmm.
sheriff's department, emergency management. It's a pretty big job.
Right. Now, tell me about your pharmacy.
Well, my brother and I opened our first pharmacy in 1961. He was 2 years younger than me, and the plan was he was working in another pharmacy and would help on his days off, because we had to try to be assured of some income.
Right.
6 days after we opened the pharmacy in Oakland, we bought an existing one in Terre Haute, West Virginia, 10 miles away.
Right.
So
you got right into it. You dove in with both feet, didn't you?
Exactly. And then, unfortunately, just 9 years ago, next week, my brother died unexpectedly. And so everything kind of fell on me.
Yeah, so now you're operating it. And what's it like managing a business in this part of the country and being a politician at the same time? How do you manage that? Do you get to sleep much?
Well, I never was much of a sleeper, so that part's all right. Actually, works very well. People like the comfort of coming into the pharmacy to talk to me about the potholes in their road or their water system or something.
Or the sniffles.
Yes, or the sniffles.
So really, that's kind of that makes you kind of a one-stop shop kind of guy, right?
Yes.
They can come in, and so they, if they're all right, here's the thing: they're driving down the road and they're saying, "I need some medicine. So should I go to, you know, XYZ over here, or, well, no, wait a minute. If I go to Ernie's, I can get the medicine and find out what's going on with the road project."
Yes.
So that's actually been good for your business, hasn't it?
Yes, and if you don't mind, I can relate a rather unusual story.
I don't mind at all. Go ahead.
Several
relate
years
all you want.
Several years ago, we were establishing a water system in part of the county that was somewhat controversial, but it was a necessary project, people without water. One of the people who adamantly opposed the project, I received a call late one night to go to the pharmacy, and I always ask, the hospital called me, and I always ask who it is so I know who I'm going to be meeting.
Right.
And they told me, and I said, are you sure he asked for me? And they said, yes. So this is like 1:30 in the morning. I'm filling his prescription, and he continues to argue with me against the water project. And then he comments, well, you can tell I really trust you because here we are on the opposite side of this water project. So.
That's a great story. But did he ever change his mind?
A couple of years later when his well went dry.
That is a great story. Tell us about why this is such a great place to live and do business.
Well, it's it's a very nice way of life. I'm proud of the fact, for example, in my pharmacy, there are very few people that come through the door that I don't know. That is changing because we're getting more and more people here.
A lot more come here, right?
Yes, a lot more come here.
That's as opposed to the been here.
Right.
For folks who are listening who don't know that, you know, a lot of places they have come here's and been here's. So come here's, they're the new folks.
But it's a great way of life. We're close enough to big cities to do the things that maybe aren't offered here,
right.
But then we can come back home to a quieter way of life. But we have many of the amenities that big cities have, but it's a little more slower way of life and a little more comforting.
What I like about it is I've been here for 2 days. I'll be here a total of three, and so far I haven't seen any on-ramps or off-ramps.
So far. that's coming. That's coming soon.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I like that part of it, but, you know, it doesn't get any better than today. I've already had some ice cream from the creamery, and I thought maybe surely you'd bring me some aspirin from the pharmacy, Ernie, but you didn't. So
well,
you can make that up to me later.
This is such a great way of life, you don't have a headache here.
You think Commissioner Ernie Gregg isn't a comedian. You need to go on the road with that act, Commissioner. Thank you for being here. I got a smile out of him. Thank you, Ernie, for being here. Good job, and thanks for having me here this week.
My pleasure, and we're glad to have you.
I appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I've got a banker on the line. Banker Brian Thomas with Clear Mountain Bank is going to be with us any second now. Well, actually, it's about 3 minutes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on Johnny.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.